The Red Hot Summer Tour is back in February at the Country Club. In fact, it's Saturday, the 18th of February. It's starring Paul Kelly, Bernard Fanning, Missy Higgins, Vicar and Linda, Mark Seymour, Ian Moss and Troy Cassadaly. And I'm catching up with Mark Seymour. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good indeed, yeah.
It's good to have you back and on the road and all of that during all the COVID and not being able to perform. How did you keep yourself occupied?
That's a really good question.
Thank you.
Honestly, I don't know. The time just absolutely flew. I mean, I think a lot of it, not doing a great deal, to be honest. Going to the gym, riding a bike, swimming, a lot of exercise, you know. Well, keep an eye on the beer, you know. It's just, I always write, though. Like, I do a lot. I always make sure I dip my toe in the water every day. I do something,
wow,
no matter how small it is. You know, just try to maintain some good habits and then just wait till the, you know, till the breaks come off. And, you know, a lot of these, I've got these Hunters dates at the end of this year with Red Hot Summer, and they're kind of a catch-up that started that 2 years ago because things just got smashed twice.
Yes.
And then, the Red Hot Summer things kind of turn into like, it's almost like a pub tour, but it's in the open air.
You know,
it's got this feeling of, that kind of feeling about it. Like people who come along are just, it's very local, regional, and you do feel really connected with people that you've kind of played to before in some other place, you know. It's got that feeling about it, which I really enjoy, you know. It just feels like there's a continuity who you tour it and a sort of a familiarity about just the enthusiasm of the audience and just how they relate to the music, you know.
And with all of the people that are performing with you, Mark, not that they're all on the stage with you, but it's a huge lineup, which is awesome. Do you, you know, have to bunk together or anything like that?
No.
Not at all?
Well, it's interesting with the last bunch of shows that Hunters and Collectors did, we had all these COVID protocols in place.
Mm.
And so everybody, the rule, and this is all just what had to happen, it was all legal.
Yes.
Any band, once you finished, you had to get off site within half an hour or less.
Yes.
I don't know exactly what the time was, but when you would turn up, there'd be no one there. Like, it was just like tumbleweed, you know,
uh-huh.
And then you walk to the back of the stage and there's some crew, but you couldn't even stay on the stage. Like, once you'd finished playing, you had to leave. And I don't think, I mean, generally speaking, it's typical with Red Hot Summer that it's pretty social backstage.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I think it'll be fairly normal by the time this gig rolls around by now.
It's good to see. We deserve a little bit of normality, don't we?
Yeah, it's got. Yeah, I think people are expecting it for sure, you know.
Mark, you've been in the music world for a lot of years now. Why are you still doing it? Is it just because you just love it, or what is the reason that you've been in it for so long?
Well, probably that.
Yeah. Good.
You know, it's like anything. I do really like writing songs. I mean, it sort of comes from writing songs. The whole Shooting Match starts with that.
Yep.
You know, you pick a guitar up and, I mean, the very first time I did it, I recollect, you know, when I was 21 years old and the first time I ever thought, I can do that.
Yes.
You know? And it was fairly organic. I mean, I wasn't particularly, I wouldn't have called myself a flash musician, but I was going out to see bands playing in pubs in Melbourne in the late 70s, and I just remember thinking at one point, that's something I really want to do. And I knew those guys were doing it pretty organically. You just sort of get together in a room, someone comes in with an idea, and then everyone just joins in or tries to flesh it out or whatever. And I just fell in love with that process, and I suppose I've never really fallen out of love with it, you know. And I've just made a career I've tried to build my career around that so that I can just keep doing it. It's sort of like, you know, a golf swing, you know.
I can't imagine
not doing it. So I probably do love it. Yeah.
That's a good thing. You're lucky to have a job that you absolutely love and to have spent your whole life pretty much doing it. That is absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
Tell me, if you weren't a musician, though, what do you think you would have done? Like, you went to uni, didn't you?
I probably would have been a school teacher.
There you go. Aren't your parents school teachers, or were they school teachers?
Correct.
And what would have been your subject?
Probably English.
Good on you.
Definitely English, yeah.
Yeah, that's my best subject too. I think we.
Oh, is it? Oh, that's nice.
We must be soulmates, Mark.
Are you a resident of Launceston?
I am.
And have you been there all your life? Or?
No, I've lived all over Australia. I've only lived here for about 11 years. And in fact, I used to live in Wangaratta, which is...
Oh, my God, I was in Wangaratta about a month ago.
Really? Because
that's right.
I saw you were born in Benalla.
That's correct. Yeah.
So there you go. I've lived all over the place. And the good thing about living in Lonnie is you might get your minus whatevers during winter, but you don't get your 40 pluses like you get in summer up there.
Yeah, it's cooler down there, isn't it?
It's much nicer.
Yeah, really. It's a beautiful town.
It is.
Absolutely glorious town. It's really lovely.
And, of course, in February, that is summer for us, so it might even reach 25. No, I'm kidding. We do get some hot days, so we can't wait to see you, Mark. It's great to have you back as part of the Red Hot Summer Tour happening at the Country Club on Saturday, the 18th of February. Thanks for chatting and, break a leg.
Good on you. Cheers.